Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'm wanting to share with you this week on the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how it affects our lives today. I shared with you yesterday that Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Praise God, what a promise that is. So how does the resurrection of Jesus Christ impact your life today? What does it have to do with our walk with God, with your walk with God today? How does that impact us? And I started off by sharing how that our lives are so different today in the culture that we live in from third world countries, or how it was back in the Bible days when folks didn't have electricity. They couldn't go to a refrigerator or freezer and just pull out some food and fix a meal. They were dependent on local markets for their food. And when they had a dry year, they prayed earnestly and desperately to their gods that were made of wood and stone and metal, begging and pleading for rain. So that is so different from what we experience today. Well, what does that have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Well, just stay with me and you will see. Another key important factor that so many people back in Bible days, and like I said, third world countries today, think about it. For us, children are born in a hospital or at home with a midwife, but there are medical professionals on staff in the hospital and very close by. If you have a home birth and you run into complications, it's ambulance can take you to the hospital in short order. We have those folks close to us. If we have a headache, there's always ibuprofen or Tylenol or Advil or something in the medicine cabinet, and you know, so much for that. We take care of our headache. Think about it. If you have appendicitis and your appendix is swollen and you got terrible pain in your lower abdomen, we go to a hospital. They're close by. We can have our appendix removed. You don't have to suffer for that very long. You can have it removed in a week or two. You're back to life again, and it might be a little sore, but you're back at it again. Well, but think about it. In third world countries today, and for folks in the Bible time, there were no hospitals like that. The medical technology that we have today was not available. If you had appendicitis, you died. It burst and you died. That's just the long and the short of it. There are many diseases today that we treat and have medicines for that people died from and still die from today in other parts of the world where they don't have the medical advancements that we do today here in our culture. And so think about that. Suppose you as a parent watched your 10-year-old child having terrible abdominal pain, appendicitis, and you couldn't do a blessed thing about it. Those folks prayed to their gods made of wood, stone, and metal, and they prayed earnestly and desperately. In some places, they take them to a witch doctor. They might have to give a cow or a goat or a number of chickens or a pig as payment. And and it doesn't help. Things don't, they don't get where they die anyway. That's life in third world countries. That was life back in Bible days. And not only that, but there are hundreds and hundreds of gods in the heathen world. Gods for every aspect of life. There were gods that controlled the rain and the sunshine. There were gods for the well-being of crops and gardens. There were gods for bodily health and the health of animals. There were gods of fertility, and on and on and on it went. Gods for this and gods for that. And that was their life. That's what they knew. They knew nothing different. And they firmly believed in them, just as strongly or more so than those of us that have a living faith in the God of heaven. And because they didn't know the true Creator God, and many today don't, they pray earnestly to their gods of wood and stone and metal to heal their sicknesses or send rain on their crops and gardens, and on and on and on it goes. Today in our culture, in American culture, from a logical perspective, we could ask, who needs a God? We have food all around us. We have medical help. We have this, we have that. Is there anything that we need in a physical, material sense? Yes, sometimes there's cancer, there's sicknesses that seem there's just hardly any healing. But for a lot of people in our world today here in America look at this whole thing logically and they say, who needs God? Many people literally believe that. But the Bible teaches us something totally different. The Bible says, and I want to look at this whole matter through the filter of God's word. Paul said to the Greeks on Mars Hill in Acts, the 17th chapter, he was speaking of Creator God. He said this, for in him we live and move and have our being. That is a mouthful, and praise God for that truth. Well, I think I'll leave off there for today and come back to this tomorrow. The Lord bless you, and you will learn what all this has to do with the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in our lives today. The Lord bless you today. Walk in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.